Town Edition. I'm Nina Keck in for Jane Lindholm. The Mitchell family has owned the Rutland Herald since 1947. Last night, they announced they plan to sell the Herald and the Barry Montpelier Times Argus, as well as affiliated print and online publications to Reed Brower and Chip Harris. Brower is the principal owner of Maine Today Media, which is Maine's largest news-gathering organization with nearly 400 employees. Among the papers they publish are the Portland Press-Herald, Maine Sunday Telegram, and Kennebec Journal, among others. Chip Harris is the co-founder of Upper Valley Press Incorporated, which prints newspapers, advertising inserts, and operates a saturation mail company in eastern Vermont and central New Hampshire. Late this morning, our producer Patty Daniels spoke with Rob Mitchell, editor-in-chief of the Rutland Herald, about his family's decision to sell the papers.
Tell me when your family first considered selling the Rutland Herald and the Times Argus.
There's been a number of points over, actually, decades that it has come up, and each time before this, we've not made that decision. I think the most, probably the most serious consideration in the past was in the 80s when the Nobles, who are our former partners, said they wanted out, and we didn't know how we would manage to buy them out. But we did, figure that out and kept on going. So, I think over the last couple of years, it just has been increasingly apparent to us and many other families like us that it is really difficult to be an independent family-owned newspaper in this day and age. And so that's probably the background on what led to where we are today.
What were some of the specific circumstances that have changed recently that led to the sale right now as opposed to maybe a few years ago?
The needs of a local media company, in particular newspapers, I mean, I can speak to that directly, is the, we need to try new things and innovate and really be entrepreneurial, which takes a lot of time and effort, and at the same time, continue to do what we've always done in putting out a solid print newspaper. And, the need to innovate is quickly outpacing the other priorities. And, without extra help, which we feel we've gotten in this move, it's really difficult to kind of to have your priorities in the correct order. And I guess what I'm trying to say is what's changed is that the need for resources to be devoted to our future has grown rapidly, even as the resources available from our existing print operation is continuing a trend that's been happening for years. So,
tell us about Reed Brower and Chip Harris. Why do you feel like they're the right owners for the Herald and the Times Argus?
Well, there's a couple of reasons. They are both entrepreneurs, and they're both journalists in the sense that they are, Chip has worked as a reporter and editor in his career, and Reed has maintained a commitment to journalism and the role of a community journalism operation, in his case, a lot of weekly newspapers and the Portland Press-Herald. More than that, Reed in particular, but Chip as well, are entrepreneurs, and that's a real need for newspapers in this day and age. So,
can you provide us more terms of the sale?
I can't. I'm sorry.
Will readers notice any changes to the Rutland Herald? Will it go back to printing daily papers at the Times Argus? Will the digital product look different? What should readers and your audience expect?
Right off the bat, I guess the easy answer is I don't know. But on the digital editions, we have started an overhaul. It's still behind the scenes right now, but we expect this to help us move that forward quicker. So that's coming, but it, you know, I don't have any specifics at the moment. So
some of the financial problems that your own paper reported on were coming to light in the last week. Were those a symptom that pushed for the sale to be finalized, or was that something that was occurring as the details of the sale were being worked out anyway?
I would say that they contributed. So, but I can't say more than that. So,
Your family has owned the Herald for almost 70 years and the Times-Argus for almost 50. Mm-hmm. What have the last several weeks been like for you?
I don't know if I could answer that in any simple way. There's a, you know, literally my entire life, my family has owned these newspapers, and almost my father's entire life. And, you know, the things I grew up with, and the inside view of what it takes to maintain a community institution, and the dedication that it takes, not just for us as a family, but for our reporters and our employees and everything. And I think my greater fear in all this was that it would all come to an end. And I think we have managed to find a way forward, which is a great relief. And, you know, I think as a whole, and for us locally, you know, this industry has been going through change, and there's been a lot of grieving by journalists for what we've lost. And, you know, I'm hopeful that out of all this, we are building something new. And, you know, that's what I see my career from here on out is about. And so, you know, and I think that is going on in places like ours all over the country. And, you know, I just want people to know that we have always, and this is how I was raised, we have always felt that these newspapers are not truly ours. They are an asset and a resource of the state of Vermont and of the wonderful cities we serve. And that is really what drove a lot of this decision, is to make sure that they continue on for these communities and for the state.
That's Rob Mitchell, editor-in-chief of the Rutland Herald, talking with our producer Patty Daniels late this morning about his family's decision to sell the Herald and the Barrie-Montpelier Times-Argus papers they have owned for decades.